Teamwork, Hotterverse, Proposals, Porny Sequel. Written by Asuka Kureru. Read by Opal Song. Warnings for Dubious Consent. Haru can tell Sasuke-kun didn't expect to see him here, standing in the doorway to Naruto's bedroom. When Naruto invited him up to her apartment, he assumed they'd be alone, and he isn't pleased. It's nothing Haru wasn't expecting, though, with the way things have been between the three of them lately. Behind him, Naruto steps in and closes the front door. The lock snicks closed, and it's loud. Sasuke's eyes narrow in sudden understanding. What he thinks is understanding, at least. Haru lets his hands fall off the door jamb, takes a slow step closer, and another. His expression is grave. Sasuke's is already irritated. Behind him, Naruto bites her lip, but doesn't say a thing. Tries her awkward best to be unobtrusive. "I'm sure you're not going to care. It's very weak of me," Haru tells Sasuke, almost casual. "I'm in love with you. It's not hero worship. It's not a phase. I am not confused." Silence. Sasuke's expression doesn't change at all. Haru knows better than to think he didn't hear or misunderstood. He probably suspected it a while ago. But it's all right. It's not. It hurts. This isn't the reason Haru brought them both here. "You don't mind fucking guys, but not me," he observes in the silence. "I'm not a worthy rival. Not anyone you want to challenge." His eyes hood briefly, cynical. "I'm a rival anyway. For her." Sasuke's eyes narrow. His jaw tenses. He's heard Naruto's proclamations of love for Haru, and date requests for years. They both did. She was never subtle. "Got a point," he bites out. As it happens, Haru does, so he keeps going, unhurried, laying it all open. "Now, Naruto, she could be your rival. She already is in many ways. But it always ends up with your cock in her, so that's not really a loss, is it?" He's been taking step after step closer, and Sasuke would rather die than give any ground, so when he stops, they're well within arm's reach of each other. He leans in, presses his lips to Sasuke's mouth. There's no response. Hands cupping Sasuke's face, he lays it all open. Quiet, scalpel words, cutting precise and deep. "She'd be a very bad Uchiha, but an excellent mother. You want that. She's strong. You want that. You hate that she likes me too, that she likes me best." Behind him, Naruto flinches, opens her mouth to protest. But Haru doesn't break eye contact with Sasuke. Can't afford to do it right now. And she doesn't say anything in the end. Earlier, he told her, "The problem is between him and me. You can't fix it for us, Naruto. But you can help me fix it. I need you to trust me." And she does. And it makes him grateful, humbled. But he hates that it hurts her, too. "I'm still waiting for a point," Sasuke says. Pointedly, he doesn't even bother to shake Haru's hands off. Not threat enough. "This attitude of yours is really bad for the team, Sasuke-kun. Naruto?" Naruto is behind Sasuke in a second, visibly pregnant, belly round. She grabs Sasuke's arms at the elbows and he stiffens. But he doesn't struggle. Not yet. Leery of hitting her there. Haru takes his hands off his face, and his fingers trail glowing green. "What did you?" Sasuke says, and starts struggling for real now. But neither Naruto nor Haru appear to notice. Alarm raises in his eyes as he finally notices that he's too weak, human normal, chakra blocked. Haru doesn't even smirk. Sasuke-kun, say I surrender and we will stop. As expected, his only answer is a wordless snarl and another bout of struggling. Sasuke goes for a pressure point on Naruto's thigh, kicks at Haru's instep. Haru grunts a little and takes it without moving, healing chakra washing the pain away immediately. When Naruto's hold on his elbows slips, Haru grabs Sasuke-kun's wrists instead, lifts them up, leans in, kisses him again. Sasuke bites. Everything is still going as planned. Naruto plasters herself against his back, her chin on his shoulder, grins at Haru. Sasuke's eyes widen in shock. Haru knows it's because under her heavy breasts and her rounding belly, he can feel something else pressing up on him. Look what Haru-chan gave me, Naruto says, so very pleased. Haru, of course, doesn't relax his hold, doesn't let Sasuke twist and look, but there isn't a huge need to. He knows Sasuke gets it when she starts to rock against him, pressing him against Haru's chest with her weight. It's not very macho of you, Sasuke-kun. I'm not enough of a challenge for you to even want to stick it in. I can't possibly get the better of you, after all. He tightens his hold on Sasuke's wrists. Not enough to hurt, just enough to point out that he did get the better of him. And she could. But in the end, you always hide behind that twisted idea that even if she's riding you like a pony, as long as it's your cock in her, you still win. And ever since Sasuke realized that Naruto had a womb, he's been seeing it like that more and more, reducing his best friend and rival to that, a womb he must secure for his future heirs. Possibly he doesn't even mean to do it. If Sasuke ever let himself fall in love with anyone, Haru knows it would be Naruto, and likely he feels safer pretending this is all he needs, craves her for. But tunnel vision has set in. It makes Haru want to punch him on Naruto's behalf. Haru knows his teammate so well, inside out, bone deep. Before, he was just too afraid to delve too deeply, too uncertain to use any of it, willfully blinding himself to preserve, he isn't sure, Sasuke's pride, maybe. His own silly daydreams of Sasuke coming to him voluntarily. Healing hurts, too, sometimes as much as the initial wound, and if he's wrong, if he missteps, he will kill them instead, their bond. Their team was headed for a crash ever since Naruto got pregnant, though. We have to remind you, Naruto says in Sasuke's ear. And it's a bit like a purr, but less pleased than that underneath. Threatening. She's getting into it. Haru smiles a little. Remember, he whispers, lips brushing the elegant line of Sasuke's jaw. I surrender. That's the safe word. Haru catches his lips again, and, for a brief instant, they're pliant under his. They part for him, more out of surprise than anything. He's off balance, reeling. Sasuke is one of the rare people who learn just as well from words, a book, a lecture, as from experience. But all the words in the world will be useless if Sasuke refuses to hear them. Haru wants this burned into his body. You belong to us. Sasuke already knows that they belong to him. If he wants them, if he allows himself to take, it's not enough. When Sasuke bites him this time, it's not even hard enough to make Haru bleed. Sasuke struggles again, pulls on his wrists. It's really strange to have the best of Sasuke-kun in a contest of strength. He isn't even trying to kick. When Naruto's hands glide down his side and slip under his waistband, he stiffens all over, lets out a raw, angry sound that was probably supposed to be a word or two, an insult, But he knows, and they know, that nothing will stop until he says the right words. His pants fall to the floor, and his underwear. Haru monitors his own breathing carefully to make sure it doesn't kick up a notch. He watches Sasuke's face, and he betrays nothing. Even as Sasuke jerks under Naruto's hands and ends up pressed against his front, and God, he's so beautiful. Naruto giggles and adjusts herself. Haru watches small, sun-bronzed fingers clench on Sasuke's narrow hips, and he thinks about misuse of medical jutsu and her gorgeous, gorgeous cock, which is no doubt nestled in the cleft of Sasuke's ass right now. Haru is sure he never used to be gay before. Sasuke broke him somehow. "You're not," Sasuke says, and swallows the rest of his words. "Not serious. Not going to..." "Yes, yes they are. Pointless to ask." He glances back, black eyes a little wild. Naruto's chin rests on his shoulder, and she smiles against the soft skin behind his ear. Haru's face stays impartial. Blandly removed. No help from him either. They're belly to belly, and when he feels Sasuke's cock stir, it's all he can do to keep steady. He wants to let go, wants Sasuke to push him down and kiss him and take over. It's always been that way in all his fantasies. He could never imagine Sasuke surrendering to him instead. He still can't. But now he can imagine him surrendering to them. It might still blow up afterwards, mind. But for now, stage one, cleared. Onward. There's something like slowly mounting panic in Sasuke's eyes, and Haru smiles faintly, distantly, though he wants to smile wider. It would be a hard smile, full of teeth. Maybe later. The way Sasuke strains, testing Haru's hold but stopping short of a serious attempt. The way his face heats up. It's not, "I can't stop them." It's, "I can't possibly want this." "Funny," Haru says casually. Hers is even bigger than either of ours. And Naruto laughs and rubs her cock on his ass, cheerfully lewd with no trace of self-consciousness. Sasuke's breath hitches. Haru's own cock is starting to send out, "Oh, please, just a quick little rub," signals. Haru tells it to shut up. Very firmly. When he twists Sasuke's wrists and Naruto pushes the backs of his knees, Sasuke goes down without making a noise. But his nostrils flare and his chest heaves like he's not getting enough air. A few seconds go by as Haru wrestles himself into perfect stillness, perfect control. He can't let go of the reins now. Just can't. He never used to fantasize about Sasuke kneeling before him like this, but it gets him in the guts anyway, like a good punch, crazed, needy desire, and he thinks after this he will. "Naruto, please?" he asks, and isn't sure how on earth he keeps his voice steady. Naruto makes a humming, questioning noise at him, then her eyes fall on his groin, and she grins. "Sure thing!" She pulls down his zipper and undoes his buckles and fishes his cock out, rubs it a little, purring against Sasuke's back. Her calloused hand strokes him like he's a cat. He grits his teeth, dizzily glad that Sasuke is staring not up at his face, but at what's under his nose, Haru's cock. Naruto's hand on his cock, and Sasuke looking hypnotized. Oh God, he can't allow himself to come now, so it's misuse of medical jutsu number 3, squeezing his vast deferens closed and constricting blood flow. Instant invisible cock ring. "Do you want to say something, Sasuke-kun?" Sasuke's lips part, but he doesn't say anything. He glares up at Haru. His face looks flushed. Naruto kneels beside Sasuke, plasters herself to his side and back and curls her fingers around the base of his cock. "Oh, hey, look what I found," she trills, and gives it a little wave. Sasuke grits his teeth and spears her with a furious glare. "Hands off," he snaps. Haru fears for a second that Naruto is going to flinch back and stop everything. But her smile goes strange, a little bitter. And then she shrugs, mock uncaring. "No prob. Hey, Haru-chan." She lifts her hand, palm up. "Left pocket," he answers. And she goes fishing for the lube, copping a feel while she goes. Haru swallows a grunt. When he sees the tube emerge, Sasuke draws in a startled breath. But before he can say anything, Haru gathers his wrists in one hand and presses a finger across his lips. Sealed down to civilian strength or not, Haru's hands aren't large. Sasuke could free himself now, if he tried. He doesn't seem to even realize he could. His jaw snaps closed and he glares up at Haru. He doesn't speak, doesn't protest. Puppeteer wires require great chakra control, which Haru has, and great experience, which he doesn't. One chakra string at a time is his limit. He has Sasuke's wrists bound together in seconds. The other end of the wire glues itself to the ceiling, pulls taut, tugging Sasuke's arms up. Haru leans down to zip Sasuke's shirt open and bare his chest. He's gorgeous. Haru loves the way his body arches. His muscles shift under his skin, even the startled, resentful discomfort on his face. Because it's not that empty mask. It's not indifference and distasteful wariness and unbridgeable distance. He loves the way Sasuke's cock is hard despite everything. He loves the way he glares, like he sees Haru now, sees him just fine. Really dislikes what he sees, mind. But dislikes is better than disdain. Haru cups his cheek again, and he twitches, obviously remembering the time he allowed it because it didn't matter at all, and how he got his chakra sealed for it. Haru doesn't smile, because that would injure his pride some more, and Haru's own pride isn't the sort that demands he get the better of someone else to feel better about himself. Obviously, it does feel good to get the upper hand, but it seems a mean, petty sort of pleasure to him. It isn't what he wants. Winning is just a means to an end. He hasn't won yet. Sasuke is still waiting for him to drop the ball, to lose control. He caresses Sasuke's lips with a thumb, presses down, presses it open. Sasuke's upper lip curls like he's thinking of biting. Then Naruto's lubed fingers slip under her own cock into his crack, and Haru sees his eyes glaze over, his throat constrict and swallow when they penetrate him. Haru lets him forget about the hand cupping his cheek for a moment, lets him shudder and grit his teeth, as Naruto works her fingers in. She's a little rougher than Haru himself would be, but then again, Sasuke doesn't do gentle anyway, and it probably suits him better. "Sasuke-kun," he says, when he sees him start to wrestle himself back under control, and he steps forward and takes his own cock in hand to trail it on Sasuke's cheek. Naruto moans in Sasuke's ear as she watches, eyes bright and hungry, and her hand fists tight in his hair to keep him still when Haru presses the head of his cock to his lips. "You fucking bastard," he snarls, twisting his head away, and then he stops breathing and his toes curl. "Ah, that'd be the prostate," Haru says. Naruto goes, "Oh," and likely she does it again, because Sasuke makes a weird, strangled noise in his throat. Remember that angle. It's going to be harder to find it with your cock than with your fingers. But you're going to have a lot more of it to fuck him with. The next sound coming from Sasuke, Haru might call a choked-back moan. His cheeks are red, feverish. When Haru moves his foot and feels Sasuke's cock, it's gone stiff as a rock. He knows Sasuke. He knows what Sasuke doesn't even know he might want. He repeats it to himself. He can't doubt now. He's committed. Just a little push. Just a little. He'll be looser for me, he says, and it sounds strangely detached to his own ears. They're pounding, making him dizzy. But so long as I get to come in there, I don't care. Sasuke's face turns in his hand again, and if Haru wasn't using that cock ring jutsu, he would splatter all over his cheek and in his hair the second he feels damp lips part against his shaft. Sasuke is trembling, eyes squeezed closed. Naruto and Haru exchange a long, sober look. Haru was right. Deep down behind all those can't and shouldn't, Sasuke wants it. Wants to get fucked. Claimed right back. Made to belong. Since choosing to belong elsewhere means leaving the Uchiha behind. Wants to entrust himself to them. To someone, at least. But it's clear as day he's also terrified. Naruto quirks him a soft smile and presses a kiss to Sasuke's shoulder, and adds another finger inside him. Haru runs his fingers in black hair as a reward, and presses his jaw open. He guides himself in Sasuke's mouth. Sasuke gives a last, token growl, more reluctant than angry, and doesn't attempt to get free. He just glares up, embarrassed. And Haru tightens his hold on his hair and tugs and pushes more of his cock in. Sasuke gags, and briefly Haru almost pulls back, almost apologizes. But then black eyes flutter closed and a tongue presses tentatively against the underside of his cock, and Haru can't help it. He thrusts again, gags him again. Sasuke's fingers twitch open and then clench, looking for something to grab onto. But the way he's tied up, there is nothing. Haru doesn't give him anything either. Here and now, he's powerless. He has to learn that. He's gorgeous. He's like a stranger. Like the little boy Haru fell for all those years ago. Proud and secretly vulnerable and hurt and unable to hide any of it. Haru never understood how no one else saw it. His lips are wet and pliant, and he lets Haru fuck his mouth slow but deep. He lets Naruto fuck him with her fingers, hips twitching and rolling like he wants to press back. Haru takes a deep breath and takes a step back and pulls Sasuke along by the hair, making him lose his balance and his shoulders strain back until his back arches instead. Making it so the only thing stopping him stumbling onto Haru's cock and choking himself is that hand in his hair. Naruto makes a high-pitched, happy noise and kneels right behind him, thigh to thigh, and she guides herself in. He knew she liked the idea. She was the one who mentioned strap-ons first, though he's sure she was kidding. And he knew she liked how the cock he made her ended up the biggest of the three by a couple of inches. Girth is what it's important, she reminded him. And yeah, she has that too. But now he watches her enraptured face as the tip of her cock breaches Sasuke's entrance and sinks in that tight hole. And he knows she'll likely ask him to make her a cock again. Often. He laughs at Naruto's expression. His hand leaves Sasuke's face for her shoulder. A long caress, and her eyes open again and meet his, all bright and excited. She's really cute when she's so happy. They fuck Sasuke on both ends, taking their time. They're not following the same rhythm, and neither of them cares. And from the way Sasuke shudders, he must not mind too much. Or maybe he does mind, and he's finally learning that it doesn't matter right now. Whatever. Haru goes more slowly, takes his time. Deep, long strokes to let Sasuke breathe as he patiently teaches him to open his throat and allow a cock in. He's sure Sasuke would learn how to deep throat faster if Naruto didn't keep distracting him. But that's not a problem. It's probably the opposite of a problem, because Sasuke is gorgeous when he can't keep his concentration. Attention reeling back and forth between his task and the pounding Naruto is giving him. She mules and groans in his neck, hands gripping his hips tight, nails digging in, as her round belly fits itself to the curve of his spine, as her full breasts press in rhythm to his back. They fit like two pieces of a puzzle that were never meant to fit this way. It's incongruous. It's amazing. Haru thinks he might never have to watch them fit the other way, the proper way. Again, with that cold, intense look on Sasuke's face, those calculating eyes that seem to tally up her gasps and her free, open smiles, all her moments of delight like they were points he was scoring. She comes with the same loud cry as always, the same arch to her thrown-back head, blue eyes hazy, pupils blown. Haru grunts in echo and thrusts in Sasuke's mouth out of rhythm, catching Sasuke by surprise, and he fights to keep hold of the jutsu that prevents him from coming. Sasuke moans quietly around Haru's cock when Naruto pulls out, leaves him empty. There's no sperm, of course. Her reproductive organs are already tied up, and he couldn't create testicles out of nothing. Functioning ones even less. He regrets that a little. She stumbles to the couch, only a few steps to the side, sprawls with her thighs spread lazily. Haru pulls Sasuke off him by the hair. Sasuke shivers every time he does that. Secret kink? And lets him watch. She's certainly worth a look or three. Flushed with pleasure, breasts heaving, round belly, inner thighs wet with her juices, that shocking, obscene cock going flaccid on her thigh, which shouldn't fit half as well as it does in this tableau. "Wow, Haru-chan?" She groans, trails her fingers along her softening shaft, and shudders. "That was nice, but it's a bit too much now." Haru reaches for her and ends the jutsu, which was really nothing more than an adaptation of the Akimichi Baika no jutsu on her clitoris. Naruto sighs in relief and grins at him, impish and very aware of Sasuke's punch-drunk look. "All right. Actually, I could go for seconds now." Haru can't help laughing quietly as he nudges Sasuke closer between Naruto's spread thighs. She pets his head, keeping him distracted, as Haru undoes the wire keeping his wrists pulled up. He quickly twists Sasuke's arms behind his back and pushes his wrists back together. No matter how fast that goes, Sasuke could take the occasion. But he barely gives an annoyed twitch, a perfunctory, "If I wanted to bother, I could." Haru was planning to ask him, a last time, if he wanted to safe word out. It seems to be the farthest thing from his mind now. Haru hesitates to remind him, biting his lip, unsure where Sasuke can't see. He kneels behind him and leans in to whisper, "Something you wanted to say, Sasuke?" Sasuke, of course, takes it like a challenge and not like an honest question, and shakes his head no, flashing back to tense and defiant, damp with sweat. "It's I surrender, Sasuke-kun." Haru chose it precisely because Sasuke's pride would never let him say it. Not unless he was truly disgusted, repulsed. Not unless he truly meant no, instead of I want to, but I can't allow myself to. No answer. Haru spreads his cheeks open and sinks in, and oh, God. He can't take it slow and teasing. He thrusts, a little hard. Sasuke opens to him so easily. Naruto's cock was bigger, and she was enthusiastic, and Haru can feel that. But he still tightens so snugly. He's starting to let out little groans, barely more than sighs, and he presses his mouth to Naruto's pussy all on his own, his back twitching, hips almost rolling, as if he were restraining himself from thrusting back on Haru at the very last moment. Haru wants to come, could come right now, not even three thrusts in, but grits his teeth, It almost hurts how much he needs to come, how intense it feels. Naruto comes again, all fluttery, toes curling, the seal darkening briefly on her belly. Haru takes Sasuke's elbows and leans back, pulling him up until he's sitting on Haru's lap, on his cock, so deep. They both watch her, languid and satisfied, sprawled with uncaring, unashamed abandon. Sasuke seems fascinated by the sight. Haru gets it, thinking 100 things about how someone who wasn't there to feel the energy in the air would call her slutty and loose, and so completely miss the power in this. Just because he puts his dick in her, Sasuke believed he was winning something from her, taking it, owning her, planting a flag. Haru understands the mentality, knows there are girls who believe it too, but this is Naruto they're talking about. She'll never belong to anyone but herself first. His eyes on Naruto, Haru muses, "It's good to be a medic nin, Sasuke-kun. I could stay hard inside you all day." A strangled gasp comes out of Sasuke's mouth, all from nothing but Haru's words, and Haru groans in response, because this, too, this is power, this connection. Sasuke shudders against his chest and starts to roll his hips a little. Haru pushes his wrists a little higher up his back, a reminder Sasuke seems to want. And then Sasuke is just plain fucking himself on Haru's cock, and Haru never even dreamed he would. Haru presses his forehead against the back of Sasuke's neck, licks sweat off his upper lip, and tells himself he can't come. He can't. He's not doing this for himself. He's not allowed. Sasuke comes without being touched, tightening around him hard for long, endless seconds, and then slumps back against his chest, panting, heavy, inner muscles clenching all around him. Haru grits his teeth, whimpers quietly. He can't thrust up, and he is going to die if he doesn't. But Sasuke all languid and relaxed on him, and if Haru moves, he'll break that. He doesn't think he even can move without toppling them both on the floor anyway. Hurting someone, that'd be stupid. Oh, hell. Sasuke's head rolls on Haru's shoulder, and Haru catches a glimpse of black eyes glancing his way. And then, he's not sure when the puppeteer's string broke, or when Sasuke's spine turned into a snake's, because the way he pulls his wrists free from between them should be both illegal and impossible. He sets a hand back on Haru's hip for support, and he starts tentatively rocking against him. Haru thrusts up somehow, and he thinks he might have pulled a muscle and doesn't care one bit. He releases the jutsu, and the rush of pleasure is so intense it's almost pain. It is pain, just not only. And he keens out with his head thrown back and all his muscles clenched, arched. Wow. Haru stares at the ceiling of Naruto's apartment for a minute or three, panting, sweat glued to the wooden floor, and listens to the sounds of his teammates breathing in counterpoint. Naruto is already recovered, humming quietly to herself. When Haru finds the strength to lift his head and look, he notices that when Sasuke rolled off him, this is where he ended up, leaning against the couch, and now Naruto's hand is carting patiently through the mess of his hair. Haru laboriously pushes himself back into a sitting position and waits for Sasuke to open his eyes. He waits for the result of the plan. Will Sasuke feel ashamed of himself? Of letting go, and trusting himself to them? Will he refuse to accept that he deserved punishment for the distance he's allowed to creep between the three of them? Will he hate them? Because this was both, you've been bad, and we love you. And Haru might know him by heart, but he still cannot guess whether Sasuke is willing to hear either one, whether he's willing to grant them the right to judge him in the way only he seems to understand. Because if it doesn't, understanding is not necessarily acceptance. It makes punishment into violence, borderline rape. This is the kind of act that could make or break them. Haru knew it from the start. This is the kind of act that, if it breaks them, he will feel guilty about all his life. Naruto shifts onto her side and flops on the cushions, wraps an arm loosely around Sasuke's neck, kisses his temple. When he opens his eyes, she runs her fingers in Sasuke's cum-splattered belly and brings it up to his lips. He takes her fingers in his mouth without protest, without even a grimace. And that's it. He's theirs. He'll be angry at them later when he comes down, Haru is sure. He'll be embarrassed and sulk and avoid them for days, because they all know this is supposed to be weird, messed up, abnormal. Because he's not allowed to love again, love anyone but his dead and his duty. But it happened anyway, and when they catch up, he'll let them. Because they all know that it got through. That just as much as they're his, he is theirs. And next time, maybe he can top it. God damn it. Haru has years of guilty fantasies to work out. The end. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/Opalsong. And from there, you can find a link to the author's post. Thanks for listening!